Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This update is brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory. Like the Sportage Sorento, Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Starting with the Dolphins, who return to practice in Miami Gardens this morning. Both today's practice and tomorrow's joint practice with Jacksonville will be open to the fans. The third and final preseason game will be Saturday night at Hard Rock. And yesterday, the Colts named Daniel Jones their starter. Miami will visit Indy in week one. Notre Dame has also named C.J. Carr their starting quarterback. Miami and Notre Dame will meet a week from Sunday at Hard Rock. Game can be heard right here on WQIM. And of the Marlins, who fell to the Cardinals 7-4. Miami will try and avoid the sweep tonight with the first pitch at 6:40 from Lone Depot Park. Joe, are you recovered yet from being Omar'd?
I got Omar'd, but I'm back. Back. He did get me for a sec.
Yeah, just a second.
He got me for a few minutes. I took it out to the break.
Peek, you did. You came storming into the room, and you still had to let go of some of that stuff.
Yeah,
it's okay. It happens to the best of us.
Yeah, he gets
has that effect on people.
Oh, he's got people probably drinking the same Kool-Aid too. All right. So we've got more.
I want to read some of these texts when we get a chance
here. Oh, yeah. We do want to get to those, yeah.
People hear what they want to hear, but 305 says your head is so far up McDaniel's behind that you can't even see the daylight.
Okay. That's a good one. I really don't have a relationship with him, so I appreciate you saying that. That's good.
We got to work on that.
Just because Omar says something out there, and that, like, I love when somebody hears something or the other one gets, like, Omar goes through this.
Yeah.
Where people are like, he's right. Oh, yeah, I'm sure every NFL team goes around and doesn't play their best players because they want to lose. That makes sense. That makes real. Agree. Sometimes, by the way, the best player works his way in. For some of you that haven't seen that. I gave an example this morning, as simple as it was. He didn't think Dan Marino was ready to play right off the bat. And he had to sit behind David Woodley for a few games. Till, like, the whole team goes, what's going on, man? We're not winning, and you're not playing that guy? And it changed. So, I think Quinn Ewers is going to play a lot of football this year. And I think he's really speeding up the process by the way he's played. And the backup quarterback, I got news for you. If we have to play with either backup quarterback, we're in big trouble compared to Tua.
We got anyway, this one here, go Joe. Ahead, what do you got? The Dolphins should hire Gruden now before he goes somewhere else. I think we've gotten a text about John Gruden every day since that whole news.
The guy that's out of the game is the guy that's the hottest guy going.
You got to admit, if things go south, that wouldn't be a bad direction to go.
Listen, man, John Gruden had full custody of that team in Vegas.
I know.
They gave him a lot of money and put him in charge. They did. Now, if you like him, I happen to like him. I did Corona events. We both had contracts with Corona. Spent some great time with him. Fun guy. Hardcore. I know he took that Tampa team and what they did, but come on. You can do better.
Okay.
That's all. I mean, if anybody, like, if John Gruden was really good, somebody in the league would go, hey, I don't care what the owners think or the league thinks about this guy. I'm hiring him. He's that good.
Company Joe, are you serious about the Dolphins play the best players?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I do think they play the best players. I think the coaches and the whole group, what do you think, they just all go along for the ride and like, hey, I it's incredible. So you guys sound like high school and youth sports where Johnny's dad's the coach and Johnny gets to play and Johnny's not very good and you're going, why is Johnny playing? He's not very good.
Texter says, I disagree with Joe. Skylar Thompson has skills. He got a raw deal here.
Oh, my God. Please get that. Don't come back. He got a what here?
Ewers will play at some point after Tua gets hurt.
Maybe. Wait a second.
Here we go. There's another Ewers one. Ewers is one of three players to ever come out of high school rated 100. Ewers may not be a starter, but he'll play 10-plus years in the NFL.
You might say, you should stay around.
What is all this love for this guy?
Because same thing we have with Skyler till he played. And apparently everybody forgot as a starter. Every time he was a starter, he wasn't very good. Even the two games we won and almost beat the Bills. Go back and look at those numbers, love affair out there, Skyler heads.
Someone said politically correct, Stephen Ross will never hire John Gruden. I have no idea.
I think they got some other things that take care of before they get to John Gruden. They've got their own version of John Gruden to take care of. That thing's alive, that lawsuit. Brian Flores. Anyway, what else you got?
More John Gruden isn't the answer. I'd rather have Anthony Weaver than Gruden. Anthony Weaver's not a bad choice either. Hey, man, hopefully things work out and we just we don't have to do any of this stuff.
Look, I don't think
ideal scenario.
I don't think our roster is as good as it's been the last couple years. I don't. I get that. But the fact is, whatever you have, that you're not going to play the best guys to try to win. You don't think Mike and Chris know they're on a friggin' seat that is smoking hot right now? Come on. Yeah. All right. Whatever. We're not going to play the best players, though. We're going to just play whoever they like because they want to be liked in the organization and they want those players to like them because that's really going to help them in their careers.
Guy says Ross only hires first-time coaches and GMs. No wonder we suck. Okay. At least Gruden has won a playoff game and Super Bowl. How are we going down this road? This is a weird one.
He did. He won a Super Bowl. That friggin'
Joe
team.
Just said it. The hottest person is the one that's not in. Ewers may be good, but let him develop.
But we did this. Quinn Ewers is going through the Skylar Thompson thing, except Skylar Thompson actually put up some monster numbers that one preseason. You know, it's so funny. Where all those people are talking about how good he was. Remember that? Like, oh, he's going to be starting for us, and he's so mature and this and that. And I thought, wow, maybe he's going to be that good. People are going, wait a sec, wait till they put a game plan in and a pass rush and they go after everything he can't do. And that's what I saw.
You want to help with this one? The guy goes on, why would Anthony Weaver be a good choice? He's running the defense right now. Like, he didn't pick the players on the defensive side of the ball.
I'm guessing
they didn't call him in and be like, hey, you know, who do you want to pick here? Like,
they give their input. I do know they get input on who they like.
Yeah,
but
that's
the
Chris's
end
of, call.
That Chris Greer. Yeah, don't Chris doesn't get a hall pass. Whoever you take.
And maybe Mike, but like, come on.
I know at the end of the day, last time I checked, GM controls. Now, We know this because Mike has said it, or excuse me, Chris has said it. He likes to go along with what his coach. Why are we having this conversation?
Jeez,
we
Joe haven't played Rose, a you've been game. The biggest hopium dealer in Miami and haven't spent a single hour in jail. Oh, boy.
What's that have to do with anything? What's that have to do with what? The cocaine?
No, no. He said hope. He said you're selling hope.
Oh, hope. You're a hope. I thought he said coke.
No. You're a hope dealer. A hope dealer.
I don't know if I'm a very good hope dealer. You haven't been around me recently. You haven't been around me the last 12 months.
Every national sports show and the Dolphins are brought up. They all say we're going to have a terrible season. Yeah, we know.
We know what they're saying.
We know.
Shocking you told me that. We didn't know that. I haven't seen that. I haven't heard that.
Company Joe, if true, why did Noah stick around forever?
Who? Noah Igbinoghene?
Yeah.
I don't know if he stayed around forever. They let him go after what? First round pick? 3 years?
I don't like this today. Like a lot of Company Joe, a lot of Harold. I don't like this today.
That's fine. You know what?
It's honestly very disrespectful.
Honestly, we're glad to have him. Glad to have him with us.
And
are
I'm
you
just,
kidding?
I honestly love them, but
I know you do. You love anything because you usually go along with all of them because
I
that
do.
Way
They're
people
my friends.
Don't get on you and you don't have to go home all bummed out.
They're my friends. I hope
that's right. Jeff Loggeman, Jags color analyst, going to join us. They got their own issues going on. We'll talk to Jeff about all that stuff coming up here in just a couple of minutes. But before we do, I want to talk. You know, we're going to go to a break here. We'll run a little bit late. I want to get to them on time. Stay with us.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
All right, always one of my favorite guys, Jeff Loggeman, Jags radio analyst, longtime NFL player, and goes through the same disaster that we've had to go through from time to time with our football teams. Jeff, good morning, man. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, I'm glad to be joining you, Joe. It's a beautiful morning when you get to do some radio.
Appreciate that. Hey, obviously, got to ask you start with what everybody's talking about. Travis Hunter, is he expected to come down and practice full speed in this practice tomorrow?
Yeah, I think he's ready to go. You know, he didn't play the last preseason game, but I think a lot of that was just being precautionary. So I'm excited to see him. You know, I think the one thing about him that you're going to see is that he's one of the most effortless athletes you'll ever watch. And I don't know how he does it because, you know, over the last 2 years at Colorado, he played over 2,600 snaps. And when you watch him play those snaps, it never looks like he gets tired. I mean, it's like he's got the genetic makeup that all of those bike riders like Lance Armstrong were having to do kind of illegally to accomplish. It's just, it's amazing to watch.
So now that you've seen him cover part of a practice and play wide receiver, so do you feel like he's a little bit better at one position over the other, or is he equally good on both sides?
I think he's equally good on both. I mean, if I had to pick only one position for him, I would probably choose wide receiver. But, you know, watching him in college and watching the draft prospects leading up to the draft, I thought he was hands down the best wide receiver in the draft, and I also thought he was hands down the best cornerback in the draft. And he's got amazing man-to-man skills. He's got great body control. He's got great ball skills. I mean, there's nothing that he doesn't have. You know, the only thing that I would say that he doesn't have, but, I mean, it's never affected him up until this point, he doesn't have great size. I mean, he's a 6'1", you know, 185-pound guy, you know, and if you're going to end up playing in the NFL, you know, a little bit smaller, you know, I think that's the one thing, the first thing that people kind of notice about him is, boy, he's not very big, is he? I'm like, no, he's not very big. But just watch him move. You know, it's pretty amazing.
You know, it's funny to hear all the national guys, everybody talks about them because it's such a unique situation to have one of these guys. And they're talking about him playing a lot of snaps on both sides. It's 17 games. It's hard to keep anybody healthy for 17 games in this league. You've talked to the head coach. I know you spent a lot of time with him. What's the breakdown? What would be the goal from game to game? Getting 50, 60 total snaps? Are you seeing him playing 100 snaps a game?
Oh, I absolutely see him getting 100 snaps a game. I think he's going to be a true two-way player. Now, I think, Joe, there will be packages that he will be involved in and some that he won't be. You know, for example, you know, on defense, let's say that if they're in base personnel, maybe he's not on the field. Maybe he's only on for nickel snaps, you know, which would be, you know, 65% of the snaps on defense. And then on offense, if they're in a two wide receiver set, you know, they'll probably end up having De'Ami Brown and Brian Thomas Jr., the two wide receivers on the field. So he wouldn't be involved in that. So I think there's ways to carve out some plays that he's not involved in to maybe lessen his exposure a little bit and to not completely wear him out. But I believe they're going to have him be a true two-way player. And it's interesting, you know, in the first preseason game, they played him on offense first, and then he didn't play defense at the same time, and then he played defense after he kind of finished his offensive reps, and then the second preseason game in New Orleans, I think the expectation was to get him to rotate like a true two-way player, but he had a shoulder, they're cautionary and held him out, and you know, last week of preseason, I don't know how much anybody really plays in the last game of preseason, so I don't know really what the expectation is coming up here down in your area.
So, yeah, we're not sure down here either. It's going to be interesting coming off this practice with the game, rest one day and then playing the next day. But Trevor Lawrence, fifth year, I got to tell you, Jeff, when he came out from watching him at Clemson, I thought he was going to be no-brainer, going to be good from day one. He's been kind of up and down. It's not all his fault. How do you look at Trevor Lawrence going into this fifth year?
I think he's got a lot to prove. I really do. You know, he's a guy that, you know, career-wise, he's about a 63% completion guy. You expect a first overall draft pick to have more wins than losses, and you don't have that. You know, he's 22-38 as a starter. Ooh. And you know, and yeah, exactly. I mean, that's not the expectation, and he's been through, you know, a few head coaches now, you know, so I think that the time is now for him. You know, Urban Meyer was a complete train wreck. I mean, that was not Trevor's fault. That was just Urban just wrecking the train completely from every car along the train. And then Doug Peterson, I think, is a good football coach, you know, and it didn't work out. And then Trevor also missed some games over the last couple of years. And last year he only ended up playing in about 10 games, you know. So, you know, so first of all, he's got to stay healthy. And Liam Cohn is a really good offensive coach. He's, I think, a really good coach when it comes to quarterbacks. I mean, look what he was able to do for Baker Mayfield in Tampa last year. I mean, Baker was on fire. I mean, had the best year of his pro career so far. I think it was like 40 touchdown passes, somewhere in that range. And so if Trevor doesn't take a step with Liam Cohn, then I don't think anybody else is going to point to, oh, well, you know, the coach, the organization, it's not enough support around them. People are going to start pointing the finger at Trevor and saying, hey, look, he's just not what we expected to be. So I think this is a big year for him. You know, and he's got the mental makeup, Joe. I mean, he's a good guy. He's a leader, I think, in a lot of respects, but I think he needs to be more of a leader. He's super mature. So, I mean, there's a lot to like with him. And he's getting better in Liam Cohn's offense, but there's still a lot of progress to make.
Jeff, we're going through a little bit of what you guys are down there. It's been kind of negative with the team, and people weren't happy with the offseason and didn't go out and spend a lot of money and free agency and the draft. And so we obviously we don't have a perfect team. We got the perception is that we got some holes in this team, and we're going to find out here. You guys went through it last year right off the bat and had that game, and I remember seeing you right after that game. I was just curious. You're up 17-7 late in that third and really dominating the game and getting ready to go in. ETN's ready to go in and score. He fumbles the ball in the end zone, and the whole thing gets flipped around. I thought maybe that just kind of psychologically really just, even though it was only game one, you thought that. Do you think there was an after effect from that game and losing that game?
I think that game was just a signal of what the team was, Joe. I mean, look, you've been around football. I've been around football forever, and teams got to be mentally and physically tough. And when ETN put the ball on the grass down there in Miami, and it kind of led to a loss, the Jaguars football team was not mentally tough enough to be able to fight back. And that was the disappointing thing. And I think that it kind of, that lack of mental toughness showed throughout the year. You know, that they lost, I think it was like double-digit games by one score. Well, and a lot of people would point to that and say, well, they're close. And I would say, no, they're not close. It just goes to show you that they're not tough enough to win a lot of those close games. And so that, and obviously that leads to change, and that's why the staff got blown out, and they've got a new organizational structure now that I think a lot of people, including me, are excited about. You know, you've got Liam Cohn as the head coach, and a young James Gladstone as the general manager, and Hall of Famer Tony Boselli is the executive vice president of football operations. And, you know, so I think the fan base needed something to kind of grab a hold of, to feel like, okay, we've got some hope. And we're getting the team moving in the right direction, and when they changed all of that and they came up with that, and then once they started making moves and proving the team and free agency and the draft, then I think the fans bought back in, and I'm excited about this team going forward because I do like the three guys that are in place, love the organizational structure, love the mindset. You know, now as you know, it's time to win games or lose games, and that's when you kind of get the ultimate test.
I thought the talent was pretty good a year ago on that team, and you know more about it, but you talked about some of the problems. How do you like overall the talent? Is it fair to talk about potentially having a playoff position when you look at this roster or not? Too early?
No, I think it's fair. I mean, look, we're in the AFC South, Joe. I mean, where's the man beaters there? I mean, look, you know, Houston. I mean, look, the fact of the matter is that the AFC South is probably going to take 9 or 10 games to win it. I mean, that's what historically has been the case over the last couple years. And Houston's got holes. Tennessee is, I mean, got a lot of holes. Indianapolis, who's the quarterback? I mean, you got to change the quarterback. I mean, so, look, I don't think anything is unreachable in this division. And I think it all depends on quarterback play. And you've got a guy who's probably the most veteran out of all of them in the division, with the exception of, you know, what's going to be happening in Indianapolis. So I think this team has a chance. And I can tell you this, the leadership that I just talked about, I mean, they're not sitting there going, oh, look, we're building to the future. I mean, you know, last week they made a trade for Colin Saunders, the defensive tackle of the New Orleans Saints, and traded away, you know, third round pick center that just didn't work out in Luke Fortner. So I think when you do moves like that, I think that's a sign that, hey, look, we feel like we got a chance. And if we're going to change the culture starts with winning games now.
Yeah. Jeff, this is going to be fun, man. I appreciate you coming on, and I'll see you in a couple of days. You going to practice tomorrow? You be down there?
I'll be there. I'll see you there.
That sounds good. Jeff, thank you. I appreciate it. Good
thank
talking
you,
to you. All right. Jeff Loggeman, Jags radio analyst, joining us As the Jags get ready to come, listen, man, I got to talk about Travis Hunter for about 20 minutes because we've never seen anything like this. And I'm pumped up. I hope he's practicing tomorrow. I want to see him full speed. And I just, Woody, you heard it again. They're talking about playing him 100-plus snaps. We've never had anybody do that. We've never had anybody play that many snaps in the history of the game. And now
so what
you play
is that, by like week six, he'll have played a full season. Right? I mean, that'll be fun while it lasts.
No. I agree, man.
And you got your wish. But sounds like he's going to practice.
Oh, yeah. You want
to get to see that out there in person.
Can you imagine he's running against our one-on-one drills?
Yeah, he catches a touchdown. And then
touchdown, then
he
goes
over
and he's covering. Covering one of our guys on the outside. Yeah.
Maybe he picks off Quinn Ewers, whoever.
Was he the number one coming out, number one cornerback and number one wide receiver? Not both. I guess he could have been.
I don't even know what he was listed at officially.
I don't know. I mean, it's only listed. Everybody's list is different on that thing. But I thought, man, that's a wild one.
The question
anyway,
is which one gets him paid more?
I don't know, but I tell you, grab your free tickets tomorrow if you get a chance to go out.
Yeah, right.
I said, hey, you want to do it? I go, no, leave me alone. Tomorrow I'm going to sweat out there because I want to watch, see what our guys look like, but I really want to see what this Travis Hunter thing is, man. I can't wait to see it. You know, he never, I can't tell how fast he is either. It's incredible, and everybody says he can fly. All right, we've got to go to break here, but before we do, I want to tell you about a couple of guys, Gary and Harvey, good friends of mine. Harvey Cohn and Gary Judah, the partners of Cohn and Judah Injury Law Firm, personal injury attorneys in Plantation. And, boy, I tell you what, I want to talk not so much just about the great work they do. They don't have other attorneys. It's just them. They shake your hand at the front door. They got your case from start to finish, and you're going to get great results in the whole thing. But I want to talk about other decisions. I get it. There's a lot of places you can go. You see the commercials every day. I'm just curious, when you do decide, because you like the commercial and you decide to go with that law firm, do that guy that you saw, does that guy shake your hand when you walk in the door? Does he meet with you and he says, I got your case. I'm going to handle it from start to finish. The answer is, no, he's not. And then you get handed off to another attorney to find out there's a whole bunch of attorneys working in another room, and all of a sudden you call to get an update on your case, and, they don't call you back, or, well, we don't know. And you're frustrated. You just feel like you're a number. You don't feel like you're very important. Well, Harvey Cohn and Gary Judah make you important every day because they're going to handle your case with their 30 years of experience each, big enough to go to trial and get you multi-million-dollar results, small enough just to call you back even on a weekend. Go to CohnandJudah.com, read the reviews, partners who you can always get a hold of, will keep you updated on your case. They understand when you've been injured that it's pretty important. You want to know what's going on, and you will always be a priority when you go see Harvey and Gary. No other attorneys. It's them. They've been doing it a long time, and they know how to take good care of you. You'll be very happy. And remember this. Just go to CohnandJudah.com. Read the reviews. Great stuff being said. 866-324-7333. And remember this. They don't pay other lawyers to do the work. You hire them to do.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Opportunities here. How about this? Udonis Haslem, Andre Dawson, Jim Kelly, Brad Marchand, and more. We'll give away tickets to caller number 5 right now, 305-567-0560. And if you don't win, you can go to the hobbycardshow.com and you can purchase tickets.
I don't know Brad, but I know the other three guys pretty well, and they're great guys.
I get to know Brad.
Those guys are good dudes, man. If you enjoy it. Had a chance to spend a lot of time through the years with all three of the other guys, man, and they have all been you'll enjoy it. You'll enjoy your time with them. They're great. Hawk, wish I could spend more time with the Hawkmeister down in Dade County. I think he still travels a lot, man, and still does a lot of signings and stuff.
Well, these autograph shows have gotten big, man.
Yeah,
going you know around. That.
Yeah. No. I see a lot of guys making a lot of money doing it, signing a lot of stuff. So
we'll have a lot of cards out there, too, for all of our card people.
So what happens? Do people buy cards or they trade cards mostly out there?
That's a great question. You could bring your own stuff and sell if you're looking to, or you can trade. You can't.
So I'm guessing big guys that collect a lot of stuff, do they get their own – they'll get
their own table?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Table.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've never been to one.
What are you doing this weekend?
You
want to come with? Bring your credit card. We'll go shopping.
You go, this is a good deal, Joe. Oh, your kids will love, your grandsons will love this.
By the way, that's an easy place to spend money.
Yeah, I'm sure.
A lot of cool stuff.
Do all the companies show up too, or is it just?
Yeah, all the card stores, you know, local card stores will probably have tables.
No, but the name of the cards, like Topps people will be out there, Fanatics come out, no.
That's a great question. That I don't
that's
know.
That's two.
Off the top
I got
of head,
two of those but, today.
But you can buy plenty of that product out there. I could tell you that for
you
sure.
You know, it's been around forever, and I do have a lot of cards, but none of them are worth anything.
Yeah, you say that all the time, but you don't know that for sure. You got to go through your stuff.
So man. I always like guys I play with. Like I like having their cards and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
so I know you like Michael Jordan. We were looking at some Jordan cards the other day, and if you're in like the mid to late 90s. And you got some of those Topps Chrome or
you know what I have?
Finest Jordans.
I could tell you what I have. Not that anybody cares, but I have Michael Jordan's Olympic card.
Well, I mean, which one?
The Dream Team card.
I'd have to see it.
I'll be more than glad I did open it. I'll show it to you.
There's a lot of junk wax Jordan out there, too, just so you know. Like, there is a lot of garbage Jordan, but there's some. Like, but I'm telling you, if you have
I probably got the garbage.
You probably do. But if you have any of that mid-90s, like Topps Chrome stuff.
I don't have any of that stuff.
That stuff. Like
when you went Topps, I went yes. And when you went Chrome, as in special, I don't have any of that stuff.
Have you got any Jordan refractors from those years? Those are in the four figures.
You know what I thought was cool, and it wasn't I thought it was going to be worth a lot more. I got some Joe D stuff.
Yeah. Hey, man, you don't have to worry about what it's worth, though, as long as you like it.
Well, I like
that. You got to collect what you like.
So you know what's funny? I've always been –
I'm going to get us a winner here while you tell this story, if that's okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I you got me going on this whole thing, and I brought this up because my accountant was in the same office as Joe D, and he used to – I'd go in there and get my stuff done. They go, oh, Joe D's in the other room signing stuff right now with the accounting firm that they are with. And they weren't very nice guys, the guys that own the – and their families are down here, and if you're listening, your dads weren't very nice guys. I don't know if they're still alive or still around, but they weren't very nice guys at all. And they took care of Joe D, trusted him, and they took care of everything for Joe D. Taxes, and they handled all of the autograph stuff. I went in there one day. They said, oh, Joe D said, you know, and Joe D was great, man. He talked, and he lived down here. He was a good guy. He was not a bad guy. I never caught him at a, you know, where he didn't have time and was always good. He showed up at Jeff Conine's Joe DiMaggio's golf tournament, which, of course, named after him, and the great work they've done at the Children's Hospital through the years, Joe D, you know. And I know Jeff is a big fan and was a big fan of Joe D's. But went in there, and, man, Joe D would sign at an old age. He was signing. Man, he was signing bats and balls, and it was impressive the amount of stuff that was in there. The only bad thing about Joe D to this day was those two guys that had their name on that accounting firm. That was it. Were not good guys at all. Not very nice guys. Super protective to the point of being jackasses. Just to start, my guy was great. My guy is, I've been with him forever. He deals with my wife because I drive him nuts. But, yeah, I'm not going to say their names. They were in Hollywood. But, yeah, Joe D was great, man. Always the lunch he sat with us at the golf tournament. And I always, like, love sitting with him, hearing what he had to say. You know, he'd talk a little bit about, you know, different things. But it's that Marilyn Monroe thing, man. Dude was married to Marilyn Monroe. I just always thought, damn, Joe D. Of course, his brothers had DiMaggio's in San Francisco. And so I used to always see that stuff. But I always thought that, I don't know if you've ever had that one athlete you were just kind of in awe of. And that was it. That was the guy. That was the guy you were right. Sit there because he had so many stories. Like, honey, can you stay away from the Kennedys, please? Please. Marilyn, honey, please. And the mob, I mean, Joe D, man, Joe D was.
So she was like the Sydney Sweeney of that era. Is that pretty much?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
She was. And then gotcha. The documentaries came out. She was with,
mm-hmm.
maybe spent some time with a president or two. And so there was just a lot of stuff. And Joe D, man, was the, she was with Joe D, and he was crazy about her, man.
Congrats to Rob, by the way. He took the tickets. Rob from Deerfield. He's going to the show.
Good,
this weekend.
Man. Good deal.
We'll have more Thursday and Friday.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent stuff. We've got a lot of stuff to get to here. Yeah, I always, you talk about that autograph stuff and having Joe D stuff was always cool. I got Pete Rose stuff that I keep. I like the Pete Rose stuff. I'm a big Pete Rose fan. I love Pete Rose. That guy had, you want to talk about a guy had great stories. He made my stories. When I tell a trashy story, he out-trashed me. We got going one night. It was a group of us, mm-hmm. and they're going, Joe, tell some of your dysfunctional stuff. And Pete would go, that's nothing. I'm nice. On TV one night. I mean, our game's on national TV because the Reds used to be on when the Big Red Machine, they were always on TV, right? Everybody wanted to see him back. He had some stories. And I'm like, oh, man. He could tell stories.
Yeah. Now, he used to sign a lot, right?
Signed.
Like, he did all those card shows.
He signed. Stuff. He signed in that sports bar.
The one in Boca.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pete Rose's.
Remember that one, yep.
We put that radio studio in there, and QAM used it. We used it a lot up there.
Really?
And, you know, all the guys used to come in. There was all the announcers would come in. Denny Potvin was in there a lot. Mm-hmm.
Used to have two good ones up there. They used to have Wilts, remember?
Wilts was down there. Yeah. My wife said Wilts happy hour was phenomenal.
Yeah.
A lot of young people in there picking. That was a meat market. Wilts was the meat market back then. And Boca.
Well,
We, you know, they had a little basketball court in there. I don't know if you remember that.
I never went to Wilts.
Yeah, they had like a little basketball court in there, and we used to, you know, we'd break off from high school. High school was right over there, yeah. And we'd go shoot some hoops during.
You know what's crazy? I was on the beach in Hawaii, and I just got married the first time.
Uh-huh.
I look up, Wilt Chamberlain's walking by himself.
Really?
No babes, you know, not the 5,000 women he slept with, but just, it was amazing. Like, damn, that's Wilt Chamberlain.
He set a record there too, right?
Well, that's what he put out there. That he,
yeah.
Is
that a record to this day? I think so.
I don't know. That's got to be up there. That's got to be right there, Woody.
Quite an accomplishment.
That's getting after pretty good. No question about it. All right. We've got a lot more stuff to get to.
Where is Willie, by the way? Someone said I thought Willie was your hero.
You're a
huge Willie Mays fan.
Love Willie. Love Willie.
And you have some of his stuff, right?
I do have some of Willie's stuff, but most of that stuff when I was a little guy, 8, 9 years old.
You still have it?
No, I don't.
We got it. We do have to go through your cards at some point.
So my dad said he, my dad, I had a cool dad now. My dad, we go down on a weekend, he let me, I was that kid that stood out by the cars of the players, and they didn't have all that security back then, and I knew what Willie McCovey and Willie Mays' car looked like. Smart kid. I wasn't the only one. There are a few of us out there. And they drive, and they stop and sign. So once I figured that out, I told my buddies, you got to go with this. Willie and Willie will sign. Now, come to find out, they signed when they had good games. If they didn't play well and they're in a hurry and the game, you know, they would take off.
Would they blow you off occasionally?
I don't remember getting blown off, man. No. My experience was Willie is.
That's good.
Willie's the man. So, all right. Hey, we got to go to break for real now. I know I'm saying it. I mean it this time. I do want to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic. ED and low T is nothing to mess with. Have full-blown low T and ED, and I'm a client at Atlantic Men's Clinic, and it works. And it works really, really well. And I just want to say this. It's going to happen to every guy out there. So while you're laughing while I tell my story, it doesn't matter. You will have low T and ED, and it will affect your life. You'll be tired all the time. You'll be moody. You'll feel like you're gloom and doom. You'll feel like you're depressed sometimes. And it's just, you've got low T. And then your sex drive starts to be hit and miss. If you're at that point, sometimes you can't figure it out. And then all of a sudden, it's not working at all. And there is no sex. There is no sex drive. And you're like, I got a problem. Well, you go to Atlantic Men's Clinic, get it taken care of. This is what they take care of. The professional, the right way to do it, Atlantic Men's Clinic. You go in there, you set up that first appointment, you get your T, your PSA test, and you meet with their professionals and go through everything, look at your numbers, and put you on a program that's perfect for you to get great results. 7 locations in South Florida to serve you. I go to Plantation. They opened one a couple months ago in Hollywood. You're going to love it. Great people, great results, the right way, the safe way to do it. 877-455-7300. Set up that first appointment or visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com and get more information. Do it today.
Sports lives here. 104.3 FM.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.